Avril with Casey Lunch on Casey 107.7.
You're still tuned to Casey 107.7 of your host. Avril is Casey Lunch, and it's exactly 13:30. With us, we have two gentlemen from Bukweni, Mr. Chipa, a businessman, and also Mr. Zindile Gravel. Yeah, he's the World Council in Bukweni, who took hands and, as they say, give hope to the hopeless by giving 100 free haircuts to Mukweni boys. What initiative was that? The two are here just to explain to us why and what's the way forward. Hello, gentlemen, and welcome on Casey. How are you?
I'm good. And also, I just want also to greet the listeners of Radio Casey. My name is Chipa Mlata.
Hello. Hello, I'm good. Thank you. I'm also sending my greetings to the audience that's listening. My name is Nile Gravel. I'm a proportional counselor here in the Drakenstein municipality.
Okay, already introduce yourself to us. Now, what made you decide to collaborate with this initiative that you planned, giving 100 kids, Mukweni boys, a haircut?
First and foremost, Chip and I have a good relationship, and he's been pushing me that he wants to give back to the community. And so I think a week ago we met, and when we spoke, he asked what can we do regarding this back to school thing. So that's how we came about with the idea of giving 50 haircuts. And I was so shocked, because the audience, people were there even earlier before the time that was on the poster. And Mr. Chipa even said he was willing to stretch the number to 100, because the initial one was 50. Mm-hmm. So because of seeing the need of the community. So would also like to thank him for stretching the number to 100.
I think I know you guys as community people, not only a council or a businessman, but you also put giving back to the community. And how was the feeling amongst these kids, and specifically the parents that can't afford to do those kind of things?
The atmosphere was very good. The turn-up was very good. Like we told that, like what we put on the poster was like starting at, I think, 9 o'clock. But before that, we are opening at 9. But before 9, the gate was like, it was very packed. So we decided that, like, we can't chase the kids away. We rather extend the number to 100. Mm-hmm. So the kids were very happy. They were singing. We've got some videos that we took that, like, to show that they were in need of that.
Mm-hmm. I'm also grateful, and I also saw some of the videos and the pictures. I think in the beginning, before it became 100, so that's good. And as I said, thank you for giving back to the community. Even the parents, how do they feel?
The parents were very happy. They were very excited. Even they were also panicking that, like we said, 50, but now the number is more than 50. They thought that maybe you're going to chase other kids away. But you know, most kids, they like to cry. They will say, no, I was there earlier, but I didn't get a chance. The atmosphere was very good.
And as I know, you guys, very soft heart, Mr. Chipa, and also Mr. Zindile, very soft heart for the kids, and say, let's extend it. Thanks again for you also, Mr. Chipa. Will it be an annual thing or just a once-off thing?
We're planning to do it annually. In fact, we started small, but as I see, the number will go to half of the location, as I see. Because of it's a short notice, we advertise the day before.
Yeah.
But we want to do it annually. And also, there are a lot of projects which are on the pipeline. We're busy discussing to do something for our community.
Yes, and talking about the community, can you also share about what you do plan for this rest of the 2025?
there is a lot of stuff, so I don't want to make promises and then they don't materialize. But we're looking at not only the kids, we're also looking at also pensioners. I can only say one thing, like we want to do the soup kitchen. There's a lot which is on the pipeline, so there's no need to talk, but you must do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just to bridge the gap, the gap of food insecurity, because some of the elderlies, you find that they don't have food during the day. So we want to bridge that gap.
And that's a tough thing, specifically when it comes to after they get paid, there's nothing left. There's a rent and everything that they have to buy. And thanks again for that also. I can't thank you guys enough. If it grows bigger, so that means the venue will still be there at your place, or where was it?
Yes, the venue will still be cheapest place.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and your message to those who are fortunate about giving back to the unfortunate. There's a lot of people I know in Bakwini that gives back and let small businesses and stuff. What message do you have for them? Support you guys, for example.
Yes, starting from my side, my message to everyone would be sometimes you don't need to start big, just you need to start small. If you are able to change one person's life, then I think that's enough. And we also, as Chipa mentioned, that we are planning to go big. We also encourage other people, other stakeholders to come on board, because it's going to be a big number. Like even in any way that you can give, maybe we can even extend it to such an extent whereby we also include stationery next year. So, but we cannot do that alone. We also need help from other people.
And I know, and we also know it's very expensive nowadays to go to school. Okay. It's not just wearing your dress. There's schools, there's books, et cetera, et cetera. And what challenges do you see in Bakwini currently?
The challenges currently, there's a huge challenge currently that's happening. It's lack of space for schools. Like currently there are many children that are not at school today because they didn't get school. And that's a huge challenge, both in primary school and high school. But however, you also cannot blame schools because schools already are flooded. But it's a challenge that I wish that we could all collectively address, because we are denying other children their basic rights, their rights to education, their right to education. So that's the challenge that's currently the current one that we're facing today.
Mr. Chipa, what do you offer for people that wants to come and visit your space, cheapest place?
There is a lot happening there. And another thing is like people think that if you come to cheapest place, it's only alcohol. We've got a butcher that you can buy meat with like drinks. You can have also open a restaurant. So there is a lot happening, but we're also big in events. We're doing events like inviting top DJs to come, let people socialize, spend time, make friends and all that. And the place is safe. We've got securities. Everything is in order.
Yes, I also want to add by that. Before we came on air, I said to him, sometimes people, I was afraid by saying, if I go to that place, is my vehicle safe? Hey, people said, you don't have to worry. You don't have to worry. Thanks again. Any words in closing from your side, from you two?
No, from my side is, I just wish people a happy new year, and that if this year we could, if we're able to see each other's hearts, we will treat each other better. Let's take care of one another and love each other and support each other.
Mm-hmm. Yes. From your side, sir?
On my side, I also want to tell the community that, like, I've registered Chipa Mlata Foundation. So I've did something, I think, 2020 on a COVID. Yeah, but after that, man, the business was not right. A lot of businesses have been closed. So we're in a recovery state. So in 2025, there's a lot coming up in terms of supporting the community.
Dear gentlemen, Mr. Singe and also Mr. Chipa, thanks again for what you're doing, and I'm looking forward to the future plans that you're having, the projects. Please keep us updated of what you're going to do. I'm busy with also just keep us in the loop so that we can also communicate that to the community. Thanks again. And all of the best for the plans in future.
Okay, thank you very much. Definitely keep you in the loop.
Okay, thanks. Bye. Thank you.
Avril with Casey Lange on Casey 107.7.